Hello, and welcome to Songwriter Spotlight, the Western Mass Songwriters Collaborative Series. I'm Dr. Dan, your host of the show, where we feature Western Mass songwriters who perform their original songs and talk about the art of songwriting. Stay tuned to explore more about music and the tunesmithing that creates it. Welcome to another episode of Highlights of Songwriter Spotlight, with music by local songwriters. Our first song is an unlikely but intriguing story from Peter Nelson, Petunia.
Yeah, this is a song I wrote. I'll explain how I wrote it later. It's a song called Petunia. In the casino, the stage crew is setting up rings where the circus will go. Out in the parking lot, elephants wait, knowing things only elephants know. None of the workers is all that excited. They've all seen the circus before. One of the dealers goes out for a cigarette break, standing by the back door. Do you come here often? He says to an elephant. I think I've seen you around. They call me Petunia. The elephant tells him, my real name's too hard to pronounce. So what's it like traveling around with the circus? She tells him, it's not what you think. If you want me to tell you the rest of my story, you'll have to buy me a drink. They find a booth in the bar by the slots where they order a pitcher of beer. Gamblers are so busy, nobody notices there's an elephant here. Circus life sucks, she says. It's demeaning. The food at its best is okay. Night after night, it's the same dog and pony show. It isn't like back in the day when no one had ever laid eyes on an elephant. We were a rarity then. Given how they're killing us for our ivory, looks like we'll be that again. Tell me about it. The Wampanoag says to her, same thing happened to us. Sometimes I look at these losers and I wonder how it was that they came out on top. You guys should build a casino, he says to her. It's like a dream come true. They travel for miles just to give us their money. They think that it's fun when they do. Really? Petunia says, really? She says again, can't you do better than this? There must be something that gives your life meaning. This can't be all that there is. Look at who's talking. Says with a smile, Petunia just stares at her beer. He lays $2 $10 bills on the table and says, come on, let's get out of here. We're running away from the circus. He tells her we're running away from the res. One fewer elephant, one fewer Indian. Who's gonna miss us? He says.
Ralph Carson, an Oklahoma native, brings us a high-energy tribute to his friend, Oklahoma Girl.
This is a song called Oklahoma Girl, about a friend of mine that I knew growing up in college. Well, I can tell by how she kisses that she baits her own hook. She's an Oklahoma girl. When she shoots, she never misses, and she doesn't even look, 'cause she's an Oklahoma girl. She could ford the Red River and her saddle would stay dry. She could bust a bucking bronco that you wouldn't even try. You can hug her, you can kiss her, never make her cry, 'cause she's an Oklahoma girl. Oklahoma girl. She'll dip her Copenhagen and she'll dip a little skull, cause she's an Oklahoma girl. She's got a 30-06 and a compound bow, cause she's an Oklahoma girl. She got her first deer before she was in her teens. She's looking mighty fine in those bootcut jeans. You know she means just what she says, and says just what she means, cause she's an Oklahoma girl. Somewhere west of Tulsa, somewhere north of Old Fort Sill, she's trying to find herself a cowboy man enough, but I'll bet that she never will, cause she's an Oklahoma girl. She'll mash her own whiskey and brew her own beer, cause she's an Oklahoma girl. She could turn a raging bull into a starry-eyed steer, she's an Oklahoma girl. Now you can go and love her if you're man enough to try. If your balls are big as church bells, your heart's too hard to fry, you better hold on to your Stetson if you're waiting to reply from an Oklahoma. Somewhere north of Lake Texoma, a little south of the Kansas line, a cowpoke stand in the saddle, boys, that's the poke she's trying to find. She's an Oklahoma girl.
The duo of Chris Elliott and Lisa Austin do Shake It Out, an intense performance with a driving beat.
Maybe you need a whiskey, maybe you need gin, maybe you need pills or a tope now and then. I don't judge the medicine when you're full of doubt, if that's what it takes to shake it out. Go and have your holy book, sacrament and wine, a good old vision quest from the Rockies to the Rhine. Put your hands together, drive the devil south, if that's what it takes to shake it out. Fling your wild colors on a canvas or a page, storm the barricades until the riot squads engage. Weep and cry and moan, sing and dance and shout, if that's what it takes to shake it out. Shake it out. Shake it out. Sing and dance and shout. Shake it out. You may have something in your eye, something in your shoe, something rattling around deep inside of you. Go and bang your head on every wall in the house, if that's what it takes to shake it out. Shake it out. Shake it out. Sing and dance and shout. Shake it out. shake it out. Shake it out. Shake it out.
Next, Adam Herrick tells the story of creativity and art in his song, Midnight.
I wrote with this little song called Midnight that I wrote myself, and it's kind of interesting because it's an artist song about the artist, and it's about the use of vices, the use of passions, and about people who don't know when to stop, but I think that's kind of the artist's curse. And so it's a little song called Midnight.
Because he took too much. Lily has a particular look. She won't believe that she's a sight to see. Doesn't care, but it gets hard to smile after 17 surgeries. Say, want what you want and take what you can. The sun is setting down. In the deep dark, clutching your vices, forget it comes back around. You yearn and burn back down. You're a short, sharp, bright light, fumbling like a clown. But you'll be gone by midnight. She's taking her time. Her husband plays the opposite lead. Has his own big role in his pet project band. They're together but they're never free. And he wants to be a visionary voice. He has a harder time with writing the script. But if he could only claim the copyright to everything that passes through his lips, it sticks, but it's not quite his. He'll have to want what he wants and take what he can. The sun is setting down. And in the deep dark clutching your vices, forget it comes back around. You yearn and burn back down. You're a short, sharp, bright light, falling like a clown. But you'll be gone by midnight. Thank you. 2 o'clock, she's rehearsing her lines. She'll be gone by midnight. 4 o'clock, he says goodbye to the band, but he'll be gone by midnight. 8 o'clock is when he comes home and turns the lights down again, but he'll be gone by midnight. 10 o'clock and she don't know how to start. Before you know, it's midnight.
It's a little song called Midnight.
We'll now hear the duo Le Fever with Dawn Neasley Lapierre and Jeff Starnes performing the Rootsy song Sweet Tooth.
Years ago, and this one's called Sweet Tooth.
Nice.
Cooking's just as sweet as it can be. That pie you're cooking's just as sweet as it can be. When you slice it up, baby, you gotta save a piece for me.
Well, you came out swinging, but you got to realize. You came out swinging, but you got to realize. You ain't the only slugger that's fighting for this prize. No, sir.
Your big bad woman got the meanest walk in town. Your big bad woman got the meanest walk in town. When I get that feeling, I'm gonna track you like a blue tick hound. So look out.
I don't need a man who won't be there down the line. I don't need a man who won't be there down the line. So what you gonna say when the first is far behind?
I'll say that pie you're cooking's just as sweet as it can be. That pie you're cooking's just as sweet as it can be. I got a sweet tooth, baby, and I sure hope there's a piece for me. That's right.
Next, with a comforting performance of his song, We Are Family.
This is a song called We Are Family. Do you want to be forgiving? Do you want volume or control? Do you defend the life you're living like it's a game of whack-a-mole? I knew a person who was dying, some kind of rare tear duct disease. Who knew the things that keep us crying so easy bring us to our knees. We family. We are family. They say to find yourself a teacher. They say to find yourself a friend. They say to make yourself a good road, one you can follow and depend. And as you travel down that highway, passing signs you can't pronounce, there's children singing happy birthday as their castles sway and bounce. Our family. We are family. Rainbow mixing colors, like a candle bending low. I learn from what I see emerging, essence and presence overflow. Can you hear the thunder rolling, like a chair one floor above? Maybe I'll learn to live without you, but I can't live without your love. 'Cause we are family. We
Father-son duo Rob Adams and Jared Fisk conclude this episode with Jared's song, It Don't Mean a Thing.
So this is one of Jared's tunes that I just had to take to be my own.
You called me up just the other day. You said you'd been thinking about the way you tore me down and didn't do your part and asked me to trust on the lies in your heart. I'm glad that you called, that you gave me a ring. I'm glad that you're learning, but it don't change a thing. You told me about your new flame. You said he's a drinker, ain't it a shame? Well, he don't really love you, 'cause you won't let him in. I wish that you could. But that don't change a thing. All those years digging, panning for gold, I've learned my lesson a thousand times over. And I'll count the ways it opened my mind, but that river of pain taught me to be kind. A thousand times over, and I'll count the ways it opened my mind, but that river of pain taught me to be kind, taught me to be kind. Called me up just the other day, said you've been thinking about the old days. I'm glad that you called, that you gave me a ring. I'm glad that you're learning, but it don't change a thing. I'm glad that you're learning, but it don't change a thing.
Thanks for watching our show. I would like to acknowledge the support of the Western Mass Songwriters Collaborative, promoting the original music scene in Western Massachusetts. If you want to learn more about the WMSC, go to their Facebook page. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Dan. I hope you'll tune in again for the show that puts a spotlight on songwriters.